Well, take your Bible and go to Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10 and verse number 13. I've just got a very, very short message tonight. I know you don't believe me because I've said that in the past and it hasn't been as short as you probably thought it was going to be. But this is a very short message. And then after the short message, I want to go through how VBS works. And how many of you tonight, you've already signed up to help in Vacation Bible School somewhere? All right, that's almost everybody. And I want to use part of our service tonight to give you some instructions on Vacation Bible School and get you ready for tomorrow. But first, Mark chapter 10, verse number 13. I've taught this lesson in the past. It's incredibly important and incredibly valuable, so I want to teach it tonight. And I guess you can call it a lesson, you can call it a message. I'm not exactly sure what category it's going to best fit under. But here's the title tonight, and it's this: Why We Still Have Vacation Bible School. Why We Still Have Vacation Bible School. And I've only got 3 points, and they're very short points, and I'm going to give them to you quickly, and then we're going to go through some of the procedures and just how it's going to work tonight. But I want to give you this. Why do we still have it? We're soul winning yesterday and inviting people to Vacation Bible School. And we asked some people, have you ever heard of Vacation Bible School? Do you know what Vacation Bible School is? And the people looked at us and said, no, I've never heard of Vacation Bible School. What is that? So many people a generation ago knew what Vacation Bible School was. A lot of people, even if they didn't go to church, they would go to a Vacation Bible School. And it's just something that a lot of churches don't do anymore. Kind of like a lot of churches don't do Sunday night or don't do Wednesday night. But why do we still have Vacation Bible School, VBS for short? I'm going to give you 3 reasons. The first one is this. Saved kids, ready? Saved kids always grow up to be saved adults. Every single time. Saved kids always grow up to be saved. Okay, you're looking at me like, okay, you didn't even need to tell us that. We already knew that. That was so very basic. Look at Mark chapter 10, verse 13. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased. And he said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me. And forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Jesus loves, and we sang the song, the little children. He wants them to be saved. And I mentioned this last week. I'm going to mention it again tonight. Don't wait until kids grow up to share the gospel with them. As a church, we have been given a commission to reach our city and the world with the gospel. We're going to work on reaching our city. And part of that, a big part of that, is going to be by reaching children in our city. D.L. Moody was once asked how his night's meeting had gone. And he said, we had 2.5 conversions. You know, you can't have half a conversion. It's like the demographics, they do surveys. It's like the average house has 3.5 people living in it. You're trying to figure what's the half person look like that lives in the house. So you understand he wasn't being literal on the 2.5 conversions. And somebody said, so you mean you had 2 adults and 1 child saved? And he said, no, we had 2 children and 1 adult, because the adult only has half of his life left. 2.5 conversions. I think he was just trying to get people's attention with that. You've heard of this statement. Christianity is always just 1 generation from extinction. I mean, when you stop and think about that, you realize just how true that is. When you look at our culture, and you realize today that when you got up and you got in your car and you drove to church this morning, you were probably one of the only families from your neighborhood, if you live in an average neighborhood, that got up and went to church this morning. Now, a generation ago, that wasn't the case. But now, especially in our communities, in our city, that is very much the case. So many less people are saved. So many less even go to church. George Barna, I don't agree with a whole lot of what he believes or what he says, but he does a lot of surveys. And here's what he said. He said, what you believe at age 13 is pretty much what you're going to die believing. At 13 years old, most people have their direction set. Most people are not going to change drastically from there. Now, I know a lot of you got saved as adults. And what an amazing thing, what a wonderful thing it is that adults get saved too. But I'm going to give you some statistics tonight, just how important it is to reach kids with the gospel. Now, if you got saved when you were a child, you stayed saved when you became an adult. What an amazing thing that is. We believe that once a person trusts Christ as their Savior, because the Bible teaches that, they are always saved. Everlasting life begins the moment you believe on Jesus Christ as your Savior. Everlasting life, it starts that moment and it never stops. So saved kids always grow up to be saved adults. On the other hand, unsaved kids usually grow up to be unsaved adults. How are we going to reach the world with the gospel? We need to tell everybody. We need to tell adults. We need to tell kids. We need to tell everybody. But listen to this. 85% of American Christians were saved between 4 years old and 14 years old. 85% of people who are saved, if they're Christians, got saved between 4 years old and 14 years old. 10% of American Christians, people who are saved in America, were saved between 15 and 30 years old. Do you see how that dropped? 85% before 14 years old, 10% between 15 and 30, and then only 4% of American Christians, people who were saved here in America, people in America who are Christians, only 4% of them were saved after they were 30 years old. Now, I believe God can save anybody, any person, no matter how old they are. They come to Christ, they trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, they can get saved. But what we realize is that once a person becomes an adult, the chance of them getting saved gets a lot lower. We want to reach people with the gospel. We want to reach as many people with the gospel as we can. We want to reach children with the gospel. We want to reach their families with the gospel. The Barna Research Group surveys demonstrate that American children ages 5 to 13 have a 32% probability of accepting Christ. Teens 14 to 18, that drops down to about 4%. Adults 19 and over have about a 6% probability of becoming Christians. Now, why is that important? Why does that matter? Because Revelation 20:15 is still true. And the Bible says, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Heaven is real. Hell is real. And this is serious business. We're having fun with it. We decorate it. And we've got all kinds of great prizes. And we're going to have fun with this. We put a shaving cream pie in Miss Jen's face this morning, which was just so much fun. We'd love to do that again. But listen, this is serious. This is serious. Heaven is real and hell are real. And the Bible says, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The president of Youth for Christ International says this: any evangelism after high school isn't evangelism. He said it's really just salvage. Charles Spurgeon said teachers and superintendents should not merely believe in the possibility of early conversion, but in the frequency of it. People can get saved as young people. Children can get saved. I got saved when I was 5 years old. How many of you, let me ask you this, how many of you got saved before you were 15 years old? Anybody? Most people here. That doesn't mean they're any more saved than somebody that got saved when they were older. I just want you to understand, the majority of people got saved before they were teenagers, before they were 15 or 16 years old. Saved kids always grew up to be saved adults. Unsaved kids usually grew up to be unsaved adults. God can always do miracles. People get saved. That's awesome. And last point is this: our commission is to reach our city and the world with the gospel. We've got a command. We have been, as a church, as individual Christians, we have been given a command, and that is to reach people with the gospel. Acts 1:8, the Bible says this, Jesus is speaking, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Let me ask you this question. If we don't reach our city, who will? There's not a lot of options. We've got to reach our city. There are other churches in town, but listen, there are more super Walmarts in town than there are independent Baptist churches that are preaching the gospel and going soul winning. We have got to work to reach our city with the gospel. We reach our city, we can work to reach the world with the gospel. Why do we have VBS? Saved kids always grow up to be saved adults. Unsaved kids usually grow up to be unsaved adults. And our commission is to reach our city and the world with the gospel. We've got to do it. We've been given a command, and it is so important.